Excuse you. Now we're getting into more of the wind topics or the wind issues that SPP is facing. But looking at this graph, there's been a huge growth in wind over the last couple of decades. 2001, it was non-existent. And then particularly in the last 5 or 6 years, it's over doubled in size. We're up to 20,000 megawatts, and there's still more in the generation interconnection queue. And to put that in perspective, 20,000 megawatts, sometimes our load on an average day, I'm not talking about a peak day in the summer or peak day in the winter, but our average load may be 25,000 megawatts. So, that's a lot of wind out there to be managing. And part of the reason that we've seen so much wind growth, one is because of how SPP is geographically located across that footprint that I showed you earlier, we are known as the Saudi Arabia of wind. I mean, there's a lot of wind in Kansas. We've got part of North Texas. We've even got it up coming from the Dakotas. And so there's all kind of potential for wind. And then the technology just keeps improving. It's improved so much over the years, so there's been more wind farms installed. The production tax credits were a big driver, for a number of years of encouraging investment in wind. And then you're seeing more and more coal retirements, and so wind is stepping in to take its place. And then here's a pie chart that's indicating our total generation portfolio, the mix by different fuel types like coal, natural gas, wind, and others. I get a kick out of this slide. Our forensics team, engineers, put this together. Engineers are very precise and accurate, and that's why we see 89,999 megawatts. I think 90,000 megawatts or 90 gig may have been sufficient, but again, when you're an engineer, you gotta be exact and precise. But it's interesting here, of our total capacity available, most of that is, or the biggest percentage of that is the red area over to the right. Gas is about 40% of that, followed by coal, the dark at the bottom, about 28%, if you can't read that. And then wind is at about 23% in the green. And then much smaller amounts of hydro, nuclear, fuel oil, diesel, biomass, that type. And then I wish I could show these side by side, but in the next chart, the previous one was capacity of what's available. Here's actual energy production over the course of the year in 2018. Coal and natural gas have swapped places. Coal was only about 28% of our available capacity. On the previous slide, it's 46%, or it produced 46% of our energy in 2018, followed by wind at 23%. Natural gas is just under 20%, but again, on the previous slide, natural gas was 40% of the total available capacity. But again, even with the diversity and balance of generation, coal is still the main baseload type generation that keeps things running. And then to further that point, here's our evolving energy mix. And again, I apologize for the colors on there if you can't really see those. But looking at just the last 7 years, 2011 to 2018, coal is that top line. It starts in the upper left corner. In 2011, coal-fired units were serving 63% of our load. That is now about 42%. So coal production has dropped about a third for a couple of reasons. One, more of the retirements of coal plants, and two, with wind taking the place, more wind being installed on the footprint. The opposite side of that is at the very bottom, you see wind ramping up from 6% in 2011 to where it currently is for us at about 23%. And then natural gas is right there in the middle of the gold line. It's stayed pretty consistent, 20 to 25%. But you see coal being less and less of a factor and wind taking more of the share of the market. Then here's a further breakdown, just to tie it back to the 14 states and our footprint. And again, this is just capacity, not production, of what's available. Most of our capacity comes from the state of Oklahoma. It's fairly well balanced between wind, coal, and natural gas. So there's more natural gas there in the middle, the gold, than either wind or coal. And then we've also got a presence not only in the entire state of Oklahoma, but the entire state of Kansas. Kansas is pretty well balanced between coal, wind, and natural gas. And then coal is pretty much prevalent in every other state to make up the difference.